Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As good as possible
you know
up to this
hard,
point.
You know it's hard for me to answer that question.
I know it is.
Because you're a damn player. You're supposed to play.
Right. I know. Right. But beyond that, like,
it's
he's
hard.
Put together a hell of a nine games.
He's been great. He's been really good, man. He's been really good. But
like, that MCL, I just want to make sure we're real careful
with the next seven games.
I'll
be honest with you, brother. I think that he'll get paid regardless.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I think I'm asking Monday through Friday, Randy, right now.
Okay, not Get the Loot Randy.
Can I ask Get the Loot Randy, Saturday Randy?
Get the Loot Randy.
Get the Loot Randy might sit out for the next seven games.
Ah, man.
Ow,
ooh.
That MCL.
Ooh.
No, ouch.
My knee.
Maybe just get some, just be on the sideline on the bike. Keep it loose, but yeah. Well, here's the thing. I'm with you. Austin Hooper is going to get paid very well at the end of this season. And I hope it's here in Atlanta because I think he and Matt Ryan have a great connection. And I'll be honest with you. I don't know what Austin Hooper does in another offense.
I don't either.
I think that sometimes when you have that connection with a quarterback, then maybe you want to keep that connection with that quarterback. Who knows? Maybe Austin Hooper would go into a different offense and be amazing. Tevin Coleman's doing a really good job in San Francisco.
It's amazing.
Taylor Gabriel hasn't done a whole lot since he's not been playing with Matt Ryan. Like, it doesn't work the same way for everybody.
Yeah, there's big holes for T. Cole to run through.
Yeah, that's
nobody,
nice.
Ain't nobody grabbed by his ankle and he falls.
It's nice Tevin Coleman doesn't have to shake off two tacklers in the backfield like he did the last couple years in Atlanta. And Kyle Shanahan does a pretty nice job of getting the ball in space as well.
He does.
But, you know, the grass is always greener for guys. They say, okay, I did it here. I can do it anywhere. Not always. Not always. Sometimes you're perfectly fit for the situation that you're in. So anyway, we'll find out whether or not Austin Hooper is going to be able to play this weekend as the week goes on. I kind of doubt it. What we do know is that Devontae Freeman will more than likely not play against the Panthers this weekend. And Quadri Allison, maybe get a shot. Because Dave Archer told us that the Panthers are bad at stopping the run.
Dude, what I would never have guessed, but I went back and looked at their at some of their base personnel like this. They're running like a hybrid 3-4 because you got Bruce Irvin and you got Brian Burns. So and you got Jerry McCoy. Jerry McCoy ain't no 5 technique. He's a 3. You know what I'm saying? But still, you can get after this. And, you know, but what do we know? The one thing you got to do against this defense, you got to get a body on 59 because if not, he's going to make every tackle.
Yep.
Every single tackle he's going to make.
Luke Kuechly is
every single tackle.
Just an eraser.
And I told you this on Monday. If you want to see some funny stuff, and you just pay attention in the game. Just watch Alex Mack when he's going to cut off Luke and how everything he does, everything he can to get Luke cut off.
What's funny about it?
It's just funny watching Alex do it.
Just scrambling to try to get there
to get
him.
Done. Okay. Yeah, and it's so the effort and the strain, as Dan Quinn like said, that he puts up forward to try and get there, man. It's funny because like Alex will do anything to get there.
That's one of those matchups that like I'm glad you mentioned that. I would never know to look for that. That's one of those matchups that you kind of have to know something about football to be looking for.
Yeah, it's fun.
I'm glad you brought that up, Randy.
It's great. It's such a fun matchup.
You know something about football,
don't
you?
Just a little bit, dog.
Just a little bit about football.
Just a little bit, dog.
Here comes Trey back with it now. Trey behind the pick. Cuts the defense. Floater in the lane. Bang! Trey Mendes! He's got 35. And the Hawks lead at 114-106.
And he wasn't done there, Randy.
No, sir.
Trey Young, phenomenal last night. 42 points, 11 assists. He's now here. This is what Twitter gives us, some of these convoluted stats, but it's true and it's good, so I'm going to say it, okay? Trey Young now becomes just the third player in the last 35 years to have multiple 40-point, 10-plus assist games in his first two seasons. You follow me on that one?
I got it.
You know who the other two guys are? I bet you can guess.
Mike?
Yeah.
Kobe.
No, LeBron. But
LeBron,
you're on the right track.
Duh.
Trey Young, LeBron James, Michael Jordan. Those are the only ones.
That's a nice company.
You had to go a little ways to get the stat. But still, the point is, over the last 2 years, Trey has gone over 40 and had 10 assists in the game multiple times. The last time he did it, I believe, was in that overtime game against the Bulls where he had 49 and 17, which was ridiculous.
Do you think overtime stats should count?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Do you not?
I was just curious. Oh, I don't, you know, it don't bother me one way.
Should they be counted differently?
I'm just curious. Like, okay. Yeah, say for instance, if you score 20 points in the overtime period, should that count towards your average? Because you got extra time to play.
I understand what you're saying. Is this a Prize Picks thing? Like, did something bad happen?
I told you I hit the wrong button yesterday.
Oh, no.
I hit 2 out of 3.
Me too. And a big part of the reason that I hit 2 out of 3 was because of the final couple minutes of the game. But I hit one the other day because of overtime.
Uh-huh.
Because the kicker for the Seahawks made a field goal at the end of the game to send it to overtime, and then made one in overtime, so I hit my over. So from that standpoint, it is very frustrating, though, if you are a gambler, if you're one who likes to put some money on games every now and then, and say you bet an over-under, and you hit the under, but then it goes to overtime, and then it's college football, and both teams score 21 points in overtime, because that happens all the time, and then you don't hit the under anymore. Like, I feel like if you hit the under at the end of regulation, you should get credit for it.
Okay.
And I don't think Vegas would agree.
Right here is saying that Vaughn McClure, going back to the injuries, he said that Hooper, long shot for this week.
Okay.
And then our guy Deshaun Tate just texted me that Trae Young averaged 42 points in high school.
Oh.
Okay.
That's good to know.
Well, we know he can shoot.
How many points did you average per game in your senior year of high school?
I was 12 and 8.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, 12 and 8.
That's pretty solid. That's good production on the boards and scoring the basketball.
Dude, we lost on a Friday. I played the following Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Set the school record.
For what?
For like six, I had like 16 points. 16 to 16, something like that.
Set the school record with 16 points?
Rebounds.
Oh, 16 rebounds.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, 68. Yeah, I was pretty good.
I scored 8 points in a freshman game one time.
How'd you do it?
2 threes and a layup.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was a pretty good day for me.
Yeah.
I just thought our guys played well and played together, and they played hard, and we found some game plan discipline in a lot of the schemes, what we were doing defensively. But I love the way our guys played and competed tonight.
Is that freshman?
Freshman team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, then the coach had a conversation with me during tryouts sophomore year, and he was real candid. He said, if you work as hard as you possibly can and dedicate everything you've got to basketball for the next 3 years, you might be able to sit on the bench your senior year.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said. And I said, all right, well, maybe I'll join the improv team. And I did.
Wow.
Yeah. At least he was honest.
Did it hurt you, Billy?
Yeah, it did a little bit. But when I think about it in hindsight, okay, the starting point guard, who was the same class as me, played in the NBA for 10 years, so I'm never going to pass him.
Why?
probably wasn't. Hold on.
Your chip wasn't big enough on your shoulder?
If I had a bigger chip, maybe that would have happened. The guy who backed him up started for Reno, for Nevada, for 4 years.
Okay.
And the guy who backed him up played 4 years in college basketball, too. So I would have been I'm 5'11", white guy, can't jump.
You went to college?
I did go to college, and I played intramural basketball at college as well. I'm glad we're talking about this. This is good. I needed to get this off my chest. The Hawks won last night on the road against the Nuggets. An impressive win because the Nuggets are a very good team. They were 7-2 coming in. 125-121. The West Coast swing continues tomorrow night on the road at Phoenix, who's been surprisingly good this season as well. And a lot of young talent. They've had a lot of high draft picks of late. You'd think that they would be good by now, and they're okay. And then this weekend, Randy's going to be fun. Saturday night at the Clippers. Sunday night at the Lakers.
Yeah, yeah. Let me look up Ticketmaster.
Stop it. You're not.
Tickets are.
You're not even going. Why would you even go to Ticketmaster? You're not going to the game. What are you really going to do on Saturday night?
I don't know.
Not go to that game.
I'm going to the game.
It's in Los Angeles. And you're going to be in Los Angeles.
I'm going to be in L.A., man. I might as well go down there.
You might as well go.
My wife texted me right now. She knows I'm on air trying to, I might ask, hey, babe, you want to go see the Clippers?
No, you want to go see the Hawks.
I mean, yeah. My bad, the Hawks, yeah.
You want to go see Trey. You want to go see Trey Young. I know you blocked him on Twitter and everything, but
yeah, maybe you
still
want to
go see,
see
him play.
Maybe you want to go see the Hawks.
Maybe it'll be a Kawhi load management game. It might be a load management game.
My bad.
It probably will be.
Richard has always worked hard. He's always been a competitor. The thing you know about Richard is he loves football. And there are very few days out there that he does not give you his best, and he does not just enjoy it and love the game. The difference in Richard now and then is he's bought in a little more into the understanding of what I have to do within this system. What is my job?
Yeah, that's Kirby Smart talking about Richard LeCount. The difference in Richard LeCount is that he's completely consistent now. Before, he would make amazing plays and then maybe just freestyle and do whatever he wanted.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's like, hang on. Staying in the doghouse.
What's he doing? What are you doing, Richard? Now he seems to have, like Kirby said, he really bought in, and you can count on him play in, play out. Him and J.R. Reed are the captains of that defense. Those are the guys that they're on the field even when Georgia's up 27 points in the fourth quarter against Missouri, because they have to be on the field. Those are the guys that are calling the plays and communicating what's happening on defense. I love those two safeties on the back end.
Me too.
They're so much fun to watch.
They're the only guys that don't get rotated out.
They're right.
They rotate. So it was. I know, I wish I would have saved that stat. They showed how many people played on defense.
I believe it was 22.
Like, I think. On one side of the ball. It was somewhere in that area right there.
And something like that. Maybe 24.
Yeah, it was something like that. And those two are the only ones that didn't come off the field, so. That's pretty good.
And Richard LeCount had a big interception in the game against Missouri. Does the defense or the offense have to be better on Saturday to beat Auburn?
Offense.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think I just kind of know what the defense is going to be. At least I think I know what the defense is going to be. That Auburn defense, very good, man. We'll get more into that matchup and that game coming up in about 20 minutes. A couple more Georgia questions coming up in 10 minutes from right now.
Look, the number one thing that I'm concerned about, just so everybody gets it, is how we complete the season. You know, I don't want to talk about anything other than the game that we have this week. We're not making any predictions or whatever. You know, we have kind of a legacy around here that we've only had one team in the last 12 years that's lost more than one game in the regular season. You know, I'd like for this team to be able to continue that, and we certainly want to focus on all the things that we need to do to try to be able to get that done, and the number one thing is to play well this week against Mississippi State.
Did you hear the slight table fist?
Yes.
When Nick Saban hits his fist on the table,
I don't want to hear it no
he's
more.
He's done answering your damn questions.
That's exactly what happened. I don't want to hear it no more.
And he's not into hypotheticals and all that, and I understand that from his perspective. I am. I'm into hypotheticals when it comes to the college football playoff rankings. You know, they came out last night, LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, Georgia, the top four, Alabama at 5, and Oregon at 6. Ohio State got some good news today.
Oh, yeah.
Chase Young's only going to miss one more game.
Yes, he is.
And he'll be back for the Penn State game. I think they probably could beat Penn State anyway.
Yeah.
But I think they definitely beat Penn State with Chase Young on the field. Oh, so yeah. Good
and
news
he,
for
and
them.
He mad and he hungry. Oh, he's going to get after it. But, yeah, essentially it's a two-game suspension for what happened. Paid back all the money. I think that was the biggest part, is that he paid that money back. I think that, but yeah, he's good.
And that it wasn't that much. Like, yeah. it was a plane ticket, right? Yeah. Anyway, Alabama at 5. Are you okay with that?
I don't care.
Okay. can they get back in the top 4?
Again, probably.
Okay.
But, I mean, everybody's all upset. Don't get mad at it. I mean, it's just a ranking that right now has no determining factor on what happens.
I think it matters a whole lot more.
That Kirby disagrees. Kirby thinks it matters a lot.
December. It don't matter. Even one through four don't matter right now. It don't. It does not matter. All right? Because it's going to change again.
But even the precedent that's set doesn't matter.
You know.
I agree with you. You're right. You know, it's funny. We talk about that like we're Supreme Court justices or something like that. Well, if you look at the case of Times v. Sullivan and blah, 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 the precedent, no. They don't care about precedent in the College Football Playoff Committee. They care about what they think this week. And we do look for precedent. Like Georgia is at number 4 with a bad loss. Maybe that means one of these other teams has a bad loss they could stay in.
Okay.
Or maybe it doesn't mean that because the College Football Playoff Committee doesn't care about what's happened before.
I'll let you do all that. But anyways, congratulations to Brian McCray over there in College Park.
Brian McCray.
Yeah, congratulations. You won a pair of tickets.
Kansas City
to
Royals.
To the Falcons versus Jaguars game on Sunday, December 22nd. Plus, you are automatically entered into the grand prize drawing for the 99 The Game, Falcons Flyaway, brought to you by Coca-Cola. Make sure y'all go out and try their new festive flavor of Coca-Cola Cinnamon today. Hey, the grand prize drawing will take place on Monday, November 25th. Again, Brian McCray, congrats, brother.
Do you think that's the Brian McCray that used to play for the Royals back in the day? He was a good base stealer.
It might be. Yeah,
we're about half an hour away from the AMA if you want to get your questions in. Solomon Brothers Diamond Text Line or on Twitter at TVM929. We'll come back and get into what I think is a very interesting and very telling UGA statistic. And if it continues, is that a good thing for Georgia? We'll get into that coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Wednesday. Couple segments left. The AMA, of course, 20 minutes away. Some AMA questions are flying in, Randy. Now, people missed the explanation of why Trae Young is blocked on Twitter by RandyMac81. So we're going to have to get back into that in 20 minutes. Because people want to know. I mean,
I told you why. It's nothing against Trae. I like Trae personally. Uh-huh. I do. He a damn teenage tweet superstar that everybody at this station retweets all day long. Everything it says. Good morning. Morning.
Retweet.
Retweet. Like, dude.
Afternoon. Retweet. I had cereal for breakfast. Yeah, retweet.
So, there you go, boy. Yeah, you go, boy. B-O-I.
B-O-I.
Yeah.
Retweet.
Yeah. Grown man calling another dude boy. B-O-I.
Retweet. Yeah, there's a lot of retweeting going on around here when it comes to Trae Young, and I'm all for it. I think Trae is an excellent social media presence. He's just growing his brand and being a young entrepreneur on and off the court. Plus, he went 42-11 last night, so he could do whatever he wants. Anyway, we'll get into the AMA 20 minutes from right now, either on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line or on Twitter at TBM929. We will also make our prize picks for the day as well. You can download the Prize Picks app today and play along with us. I made, I think, 1250 last night. I was 2 for 3 on my picks last night. Jokic let me down.
Got you.
Did you see how they were playing defense on Jokic, by the way, in the fourth quarter?
Bad, bad.
They just left him there.
Yeah.
They said, all right, when you make one, then maybe we might close out on the three-point line and see if we can guard you. I think he went 0 for 5 from 3 in the fourth quarter, and literally no one guarded him on any of those threes.
Yeah.
If he would have made one of them, then I would have gone 3 for 3 and made $20 last night. That's the fun of Prize Picks.
Yeah.
We'll make our Prize Picks in 15 minutes. All right, let me give you a stat, Randy.
Okay, Andy.
Related to the Georgia football team. I just want people to know who I'm talking to.
Okay.
Randy McMichael.
All right.
Related to the Georgia football team that seems really good, okay? They're second in the country in red zone scoring percentage, meaning when they get to the red zone, okay, they score. I think it's something like 29 out of 30 times or whatever. Unfortunately, a lot of those are field goals, right? So when you take away the field goals and just talk about the touchdown percentage, everything okay? I know you're upset about this as well, because their touchdown percentage isn't as good as their scoring percentage. They're 45th in the country in touchdown percentage, which to me says a lot of times they get into the red zone, the drive stalls for whatever reason. They kick a field goal, which is good. Rodrigo Blankenship's been money. One of the most reliable field goal kickers in the country, probably going to get drafted and be in the NFL next year. But doesn't that have to get better? Does the touchdown percentage have to improve in the final few games of the season, and hopefully in the SEC championship game, and hopefully in the college football playoff, if Georgia's going to accomplish the goals that we want them to?
I guess. But my thing is, why do we got to score? Everybody wants to keep saying outscore, outscore. Why can't we just stop somebody
okay
from scoring? Yes, you want to score touchdowns when you got in the field goal. But this is, Georgia's never been an explosive offense. We've always relied on kickers. I remember how many damn field goals did Billy Bennett kick? We were a damn good football team. We're a damn good football team now. But, I mean, we have stalls in the red zone, and that's just – all the way around, a bad look. You got to score touchdowns. We're going to have to score touchdowns against LSU. All right? We're not going to be able to hold them down at 17 points.
That's the point.
But we go home 23.
That's the point.
Why can't we?
That's the point.
Why can't we?
Because
it's been done.
Absolutely. Auburn held them to 23 points. And the big reason that Auburn held them to 23 points, Randy, is because they stalled them out in the red zone. They had 500 yards of offense in that game.
Yeah.
They got into the red zone repeatedly, and when they got there, Auburn bowed up, and they didn't let them in the end zone and made them kick field goals and held them to 23. Unfortunately, Auburn doesn't have very good offense and was only able to muster 20 points,
exactly,
and they got beat in that game. I think Georgia's offense is better than Auburn's offense.
Too.
I think that they could score more than 20 points against LSU.
I do, too.
But it'd be a hell of a lot easier to score more than 20 points if you get into the red zone and you score a touchdown more than just what? I guess I don't have the percentage in front of me, but more than 45th best in the country.
I agree with you.
Because even LSU, who takes a step backwards in terms of touch, everybody's touchdown percentage in the red zone is worse than their scoring percentage.
Correct.
Everybody's. Because everybody kicks field goals sometimes.
Correct.
But even LSU, who drops off a little bit, is still top 10 in the country in touchdown percentage when they get to the red zone, because they're getting into the end zone when they get to the red zone. And that, to me, if I'm singling out things, because I think this speaks to something greater than just numbers, okay? Numbers are compilations, descriptions of what's actually happening on the field. What that's saying to me is Jake Fromm's missing guys.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I see. No. When I see drives stall, it's when passes aren't being completed in the end
zone. Do you see it right now, or do you see it in the national game?
I've seen it in a couple games.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm with you. I see it in the games.
Yeah,
I've seen
it in a few games.
Jake's missed guys in the end zone. There have been opportunities for red zone touchdowns. He's missed. There's been opportunities for big plays. He's missed. Like I said, Jake has missed a lot of throws this year. He has. And that has affected your scoring average, your big play ability a lot of times. But yet, I still have faith that it's going to get done. what I'm saying? Because you know what? He the quarterback. He the only one we got right now. So I'm going to have faith in him that he'll be able to make those throws when it's time.
What can he do to make sure that he does, though?
Complete the ball.
Okay. We talked to DJ Shockley on Monday, and I kind of asked him that because obviously he played quarterback at Georgia, played quarterback in the NFL, knows the position pretty well. And I asked him mechanically. And he said that there are some mechanical inconsistencies with what Jake is doing. His footwork is not consistent.
Yeah.
He's not stepping into throws a lot of time. And look, maybe that's because the pass rush is in his face, but sometimes it doesn't seem to be.
No, it doesn't. It seems like he's trying to aim the ball instead of just throwing it.
Yeah.
Throw the ball. Let it go. Throw the ball. And a lot of times, whenever you are unsure as far as if your receiver's going to be in the right place, you kind of hesitate with the ball a little bit. He needs to let it go. Stop playing careful. You know what I'm saying? Stop playing careful and just go play.
Why do you think that that's happening, though?
I don't know.
Let's hypothesize as to why it might be happening.
Didn't we talk about hypotheses, that stuff earlier today, Andy?
Yeah.
I don't like to do it.
Okay, but I mean, they've played how many games this year? Eight? Nine?
Nine, yes.
You've watched all of them?
I have.
You know football pretty good?
A little bit.
Okay, so, I mean, in your opinion.
Here's the thing. I don't think he's pressing.
Okay.
I do not think he's pressing. I do not think that he's jittery or nothing. I think he's just missing. And a lot of it, like Shock says, it does have to do with your footwork. A lot of it does have to do, and I was completely wrong with this. I did not think that this new receiving corps would be the problem. They're not where they're supposed to be all the time. Mm. But at the same time, when they are where they're supposed to be, Jake got to hit them. That's your job. You're a upperclassman starting quarterback. You got to hit these receivers when they're open.
To me, that is the thing that will be the difference between where Georgia is now, which is a great spot. I mean, they're fourth ranked in the country. They're one loss. They've got their destiny. Their destiny is under their own control. They're in a fine position. Obviously, it'd be better if you didn't lose to South Carolina, but you did, whatever.
Yeah.
Georgia's in a fine spot right
now.
To me, the difference between it not going your way and it going your way from here on out and actually winning all these games is that. Is Jake Fromm not missing anymore? Is scoring in the red zone? Because I think the defense is going to be good enough to put you in games. Like, no matter who you play, whether it's Auburn this weekend, whether it's LSU in the SEC championship game, if you beat those guys and go to the college football playoff, like, there is, to me, in what I've seen from Georgia this season, and I'm sure you agree, enough talent in that group of football players that they can beat anyone on a given day.
I agree.
But in order to do that, certain guys have to be great. And not everybody, but certain guys have to be great.
And these next three games, Jake has got to play his best three.
Agreed 100%.
He's got to play his best three games. I completely agree with that. He's got to play. He's got to hit these receivers. He's got to give you a chance to make plays down the field. And I think that's going to be should be the focus, because you can hit big plays on Auburn if you can block them up.
And that's the difference between this. I think we got this question yesterday when we said this Georgia team is not equipped to win, or is this Georgia team equipped to win a shootout? And I don't know. They haven't been in one yet. You would have thought the same thing because they were built the same way a couple of years ago, and they won a shootout against Oklahoma in the Rose Bowl. It's a high-scoring football game. Tons of points scored in that game. The difference to me, though, is what we're asking for this Georgia offense to do and what Kirby Smart says that he wants them to be able to do, and that's those explosive plays.
Yeah.
When you had Nick Chubb and Sony Michel and great blocking, you got them consistently. You were getting 2, 3, 4 of them a game. Right now, you're just not getting that. They're close. They're almost there. Sometimes they're there and the throw isn't made, or sometimes they're there and the block isn't made, whatever. Like, that has to get better from now until the postseason, and this Saturday. That has to get better this Saturday against Auburn if you're going to take that next step. Because you've put yourself up until this point in a great position.
Yeah.
But now you got to do better.
You got to go win.
That's the thing about it.
And my thing is that it's not going to get changed overnight. You still got to do what you got to do. You got to do it better. You're not going to be a spread open offense and do all that. That's just not where we're going. We said that before, even in Florida, we still did what we did. We're going to do what we do. You just got to make those plays. And for every missed throw that Jake has, he got to make a big throw to make up for it. You can't play. You said it best. You can't play like you played against Missouri.
Yeah, there can be no more. Man, Jake almost had it. And he said it after the game. He said, the offense is close. Okay. Close is good up to this point. Now, you got to get there. No more close. You have to be that offense that you can be. And Jake Fromm's got to be great. And I think that he can be. We'll see on Saturday. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. We'll get to some prize picks coming up next. Get your questions in on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929 or on Twitter at TBM929. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Final segment for us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. We'll get to the AMA in a minute and our special AMA guest after we make our prize picks. You can download the prize picks app today. Ten times.
Way to go, guest. Surprise guest.
Yeah.
Way to go, surprise guest.
He's here. Yo. Yeah, you can only vaguely hear him in the background. We'll get to him in just a minute. Download prize picks today. 10 times a payout. No sharks, no split pots. It's just you against the projections. MyPrizePicks.com. All right, so they took my guy, Cody Zeller. Is it Cody Zeller or Tyler Zeller? Who's the one that I'm always betting on, Brian? Betting against? Cody Zeller off the board. Because I had gone 3-for-3 betting the under on Cody Zeller because he's terrible.
Right.
And I think they picked up on it and took him off the board. So okay. I'm going Terry Rozier tonight for the Hornets versus the Grizzlies under.
Okay.
LeBron James versus the Warriors over 56.7. And Ja Morant tonight against the Hornets going over 32.5. Those are my prize picks.
Okay, my prize picks, I'm taking the under on Jonas Valanciunas.
Okay.
I'm taking the over on Kemba Walker against the Wizards tonight, and I'm taking the under LaMarcus Aldridge.
All right, those are the prize picks for the day. You can download the Prize Picks app, 10 times the payout, no sharks, no split pots. It's you against the projections, myprizepicks.com. I made $12.50 last night. That's lunch.
Dude.
A salad.
Missed it by 1 point.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'll share my salad with you. Let's answer some questions.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
As always, AMA brought to you by Right From The Heart at rightfromtheheart.org. Wendy is here with us to ask some questions.
Of course.
As is our guest answerer.
The coolest Kango wearing soccer dude on the planet.
I feel like I'm crashing the party like CM Punk or something.
You're not crashing the party. It was always fun when we had you in for the AMA during soccer season. We're like, you know what? Why don't we just keep Jason in for the AMA going forward?
Might as well.
Darlington Nagbe doesn't play for Atlanta United anymore?
Well, the trade has not been announced yet.
Oh. Well, if that happens.
The trade window's open until 8 o'clock tonight. And now you're starting to get some movement happening. So we'll see if this gets done or not. All the reporting was that it was a done deal. Hasn't been announced. I don't know.
It makes me kind of bummed out.
Yeah, I mean, the conversation was there early in the season. He had a great year, but, you know, we were talking about it before we came back. You have to make decisions on guys before they lose their value, before they go into the final year of their deal, before they're out of contract, and that's where you're at. He's going into one more year of this contract.
It would be a very Patriots move to get rid of him now before he's lost his value. Will you trade a guy a year too early rather than trade a guy a year too late? I think that's what Belichick always says. All right. Let's answer some questions. This one is from Mr. Newsom. Is Jay-Z's involvement with the NFL have anything to do with Colin Kaepernick getting a workout on Saturday from the NFL?
It's a possibility. I don't think it's possible.
It's possible.
It's possible. Yeah. I still think this is a raggedy CYA move by the NFL, but I'm happy that he's getting an opportunity.
I think every team's going to have somebody there.
I do, too, because you don't want to be that team that doesn't.
You can't be the team that doesn't send somebody.
I think all 32 teams will send a scout. I have no idea what will happen after that, honestly. I can't even venture a guess. Maybe he'll be great, and someone will say, oh, we want him. Maybe no one will. I have literally no idea what's going to happen on Saturday. I do think that it's the wrong way to go about it.
It's raggedy.
Maybe on a Tuesday, you know, when everybody works out.
It's real raggedy, man.
It's not great. All right. Would you rather give up social media for the rest of your life or eat edamame nuggets for dinner for the rest of your life?
I'd rather give up social media. I ain't eating no damn edamame.
It's delicious.
And I don't be on it that way. I'm getting away from it more and more every day.
Getting more away from what?
Social media.
Damn. It's because of Trae Young?
No, it ain't because of Trae Young. It's because of morons, Andy.
Why'd you block Trae Young, by the way? People want to know.
It's not nothing to do with him. The day Trae was drafted here, I ain't never followed Trae ever. The day Trae got here and he just started tweeting, and every damn thing he tweeted, somebody from this station kept retweeting it over and over again for a week straight. So I said, you know what? This ain't nothing personal against him. I don't want to see this anymore. And that's all it was. I like Trae. I've met Trae. Trae's a good brother, and he's a hell of a basketball player. But damn it, every hour, I don't need to know what's on your mind.
So there you have it.
You could have muted him instead of blocking him.
And I muted him. But then Wendy, somehow he got up under my mute. Oh. So I had to block him today.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got up under the mute.
All right.
Sorry, Randy.
Speaking of Wendy, let's get to some questions from the text line.
All right, guys, if it was 100% safe, would you ever consider moving to Mars to be part of a future space colony?
I told you. The first Total Recall. when he was at the hooker house. And you remember the lady? Uh-huh. Maybe you made me wish I had three hands. Yes, that's why I'm going to Mars.
Okay, so Randy wants to go to Mars to hook up with aliens. Jason, do you want to move to Mars?
No, I'm not going to Mars.
Me either. Forget that.
Not going to
There's
Mars.
There's nothing on the Mars.
But
If it was safe. Is the question.
It can be safe, but there could still be nothing to do.
There's a difference between safe.
You mean
exactly.
to tell me you wouldn't want to be Quaid?
No. Man, I want to live on Earth where there's mountains and water and stuff to do.
I know what's here.
Yeah, on Mars, okay, it's safe you're in a space station. I can't, like, go swimming in the river. There's no rivers on Mars, I don't think. Maybe there are.
What if there was a river?
Then it's a Martian river. I want to swim in the Chattahoochee.
Jason and Andy do not really? Want to live on Mars.
Do you want to live on Mars?
I think it would be fun. Why not?
I don't know.
All right. To pay off all your student loans, would you go to prison for 30 days?
Yep. I ain't got no student loans.
Yes, I would.
Prison? Yeah, I don't have any student loans, but if I did, it might be worth it if they were substantial.
What kind of prison? What's the bad prison?
Prison.
Like, if you're gonna if you're gonna go, you want to go to federal, not state.
Yeah, I'd go to federal prison for 30 days.
That's a long time, homie.
Yeah, it's a long time. Like a week?
No, it says 30 days. The question says 30 days.
Well, I'm trying to talk it down. I don't think I could do 30 days.
you can't talk it down. Like to
you got to pay those loans then.
Can I also pay off Ashley's student loans if I do this for 30 days?
That's a good
and
point.
She doesn't have to go.
Yeah, 60
just
days.
Said yours. Well, maybe 60 days if it was hers.
Let's amend it a little bit, okay? Let's have some fun with it. Because that would save us $120,000. We have a lot of student loans. Yeah, I would do that.
Okay.
I would do that.
Well, let's stick with the prison question because a lot of people apparently have those. 7-year prison sentence if you get $280 million when you get home.
Seven years?
No, I'm good.
280?
Nah.
80.
Nah.
I'm good on that.
Yeah, 7 years too long.
Yeah.
$280 million, though?
No.
I'm good.
I'd probably die. Like, I don't think I'm making it 7 years in prison.
I'm good on that.
What TV/movie character would you want to hang out with in real life? TV/movie
character. Fictional character that you'd want
to
hang out
I'd
with.
I'd like to movie go camping character. With Ron Swanson from Parks and Recreation. He's an outdoorsman. Wow. He likes whiskey. We'd have a good time.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I'll go camping with Ron Swanson.
I don't know.
Well, at least I had an answer. You can't make fun of my answer and then not have one.
No, your answer was pretty funny.
Okay.
Who would I want to hang out? Fictionally. You know what? Probably Tony Montana.
Really?
A night on the town. Just at the Babylon Club.
But don't you think he might snake you? Like, Tony Montana.
No, I'll be his homie,
though. Oh, he's his friend. Okay.
Yeah, I'm his friend.
All right. It's just one night.
Yeah, I'm his friend.
All right. Jason?
I'll go back to high school and hang out at West Beverly High.
That'd be fun. Dude.
Beverly Hills 90210. Yeah.
Which person? Brenda?
Nah, that was always Kelly.
Kelly?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, everybody else was.
Well.
Easy question. What's your favorite board game?
Monopoly.
Monopoly, really? Did you ever finish a game of Monopoly?
Yeah. So I can't play Monopoly at my house.
Why?
Because my wife, like, she can't beat me in anything athletically. So when we play board games, she's like, she gets like you on Sports Jeopardy. Yeah. It's real competitive.
Yeah. The right way to be when you're competing. Yeah.
And when she loses, it's like not fun.
Right.
Yeah.
The right way to be when you're competing. Yeah. Donna gets it. Jason?
I'll go sorry.
Oh, that was a fun game back in the day. I don't know. I get so competitive in board games, I rarely enjoy them. Kind of like what Randy was talking about. But I like Settlers of Catan. Have you played that game?
No, I've never heard of
it. Yeah, I knew that was going to be met with
what?
Some nerdy looks. My bad.
What is it about, Andy?
Never mind, just kidding.
No, tell us about
it. No, just kidding. It's not a real game. I never played it before.
Tell us
it's
more.
Not really a game.
Are there 20-sided dice involved in this?
There is a multiple-sided die, more than just a normal die. And it's like you build a civilization.
Okay. I was just going to go Battleship, but that's fine.
You've got to acquire, like, assets like lumber and wheat and stone and
brick. You were a big Oregon Trail fan.
Loved Oregon Trail back in the day.
Awesome.
But mostly just to go hunting. And then you'd have too many pounds of oxen and then you'd break your axle.
Dysentery.
Yeah, you'd die of dysentery. Thank you, Wendy. Thank you, Jason.
Appreciate y'all. Hey, the Hawks will return to State Farm against the Milwaukee Bucks this Wednesday, November 20th. Tip off at 7:30. Go to Hawks.com for your tickets. Tony Montana.
All right, we'll make our give you our takeaways of the day coming up next, and then hand off to Dukes and Bell as well, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'll be back.
Nice.
All right, takeaways of the day before we get out of here. Dukes and Bell coming up next from 2 to 7. I even got Jason Longshore's takeaway of the day, which was that I play nerdy board games. And over the last 5 minutes, I was trying to explain the board game to you guys. Does it sound any less nerdy now than it did when I said the name of it?
My takeaway is that I'm doubling down on it. That was going to be my takeaway, that Andy plays nerdy games and that I stocked Wendy's freezer. with chicken nuggets and buffalo chicken something. Yeah.
Because, yeah, Wendy bought the chicken nuggets yesterday with the money that you gave her.
Yeah.
That she earned herself by
she
not
earned,
having herself.
She up. Earned it. She
Wendy's did. Takeaway of the day is that she's one tweet away from getting blocked by Randy. Which I do think, like, that would be Wendy in reality. Like, that would really suck, right? Like, in Wendy's world, social media, she would be sad if that happened.
You think so?
She just told me she would.
Why would I ever block you? I like you. It's not that I don't like Trey. I just like Trey. I would never block her.
My takeaway of the day is that our boss, because it's cold outside, came to work dressed like Lenny Kravitz.
Did you see that hat he had on?
What does he think he's? Is he like in a reggae band now?
I don't know.
He doesn't have dreadlocks.
I don't know.
Like, what's with all the area, the room back there in the back of the beanie?
Yeah. That's a raggedy.
It's hanging
look.
Down his back.
Like that. That's a hat for like dreads.
Yeah, that's a dreadlock
yes.
hat.
Yeah.
He's a bald man. Anyway.
Maybe Terry will have dreads next week. Who knows? All right. First takeaway. Randy blocked Trey Young on Twitter because he got up under that mute somehow. Andy says, Trey, he's just building his brand. Randy, no confrontations on Twitter. Come talk to me like a man. Randy, also huge fan of Frozen. Not a huge fan.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.